In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. What should we do? It's a pertinent question. What should we do? We know Advent is about the preparation for the Feast of the Nativity and a preparation for the Second Coming. What should we do to be prepared? St. John the Baptist answers the question for us. Remember, Advent is not about shopping for presents and wrapping things up and then the whole thing culminates in jumping out of the tree and ripping open presents. That's not what Christ's Mass, Christmas, is about. It's about the Mass of Christ. The whole point of the Catholic life is celebrating Mass. And whenever we are at the High Feast, we are sacramentally present to the moment that we are honoring. So we will be present not only at the crucifixion, but sacramentally present to our Lord's Nativity. And so how should we be prepared for that? Well, think of the reality of the humility of St. John the Baptist and the fact that he tells in the Gospel of John, I am not the Christ, says it repeatedly. He could have drawn all men to himself, but he chose not to. One of the signs of humility is truth-telling. Because to tell the truth, even if it is unpopular, is always humble. John the Baptist, for example, what sets off this whole cycle of the people asking, what should we do? He told them the truth when he told them the Messiah was coming with an axe in his hand that was at the root of the tree, and the Messiah is going to cut down the trees that produce no fruit, or his winnowing chaff, and he's going to blow away all of the chaff, leaving only the good. So the people hear that. But they also saw when the priests and Levites of Jerusalem had sent representatives to investigate John the Baptist, when they approach, John the Baptist does what is wildly unpopular. He speaks the truth. God gives him the insight as a prophet. What does he say the moment the priests and Levites come? He says, you brood of vipers, who told you to come and escape the impending wrath, the wrath of God? He tells the truth, which makes him unpopular by those who don't like the truth, but popular with those who are sincere. Hence, John's tone changes when the people start asking, what should we do? And so he tells them what they should do, calling all to charity first. By virtue of what he says, give your extra coat to those who have none. Give extra food to those who have none. In other words, be disposed to charity. Seek what is best for those who are in need. And for us then, in the Advent season, that should be something we're increasing. And it's usually second nature, in particular for Americans, to do that. To be more charitable during the Christmas season. Which is why organizations are taking up special collections in shopping centers and such, because they know Americans are more inclined to that. That, of course, is laudable, as long as we're doing it for a true sense of charity and not because it makes me feel good about myself to do it. That's a good way to prepare for the Feast of Nativity, to be disposed to charity, as the Proverbs tell us and St. Peter repeats, charity covers a multitude of sins. Charity assists, the Psalms and other wisdom books say, in filling the crevices in our lives that come from sin, in our souls that come from sin. Because it calls us out of ourselves, since all sin is prideful, and charity is an act of the will. The same thing then would hold for preparation for the second coming of Christ. John the Baptist answers that question for us. What should we do to prepare for Christmas? Be more charitable. Especially those of you in marriage and family life. You can sometimes be so polite and so decent to a complete stranger, but you can show ingratitude or impatience or just sometimes downright meanness to those you love, your own family members. Go out of your way to be charitable to family, even when it is inconvenient. Go out of your way to do things for your family, even though you're not inclined to do so. That's a good way to prepare for Christmas as well as the second coming of Christ. Because again, John the Baptist answered the question, what should we do to prepare for the second coming? Be charitable. Live life in Christ, who is charity himself. And of course, the vocation of holy matrimony calls you to a unique form of charity of dying to yourself. And the Catholic life in general, by virtue of baptism, calls us to imitation of Christ in every field. What should we do? Well, John the Baptist gives the general explanation first. Then, specific individuals start asking. They're touched by grace, by the way. It is the Father who draws all to the Son, and the Son is the only way to really get to the Father. So the gift of faith has been given because, again, John the Baptist is humble enough to speak the truth and to say things that people don't like and even use a tone that people find unfriendly. You brood of vipers. Saying that to the most respected of people in Judaism. And so in the whole reality of his humility, he speaks the truth, which of course sets us free. That's why the individuals moved by grace and humility themselves, they're not bristling up and getting all mad because they didn't like the tone John the Baptist took with the Levites and the chief priests' representatives. They start asking him, what should we do? And this is the moment that we see the reality of what the Messiah is going to do, and his precursor is starting because tax collectors were the first to ask. Tax collectors hated by the Jews because of the taxes. And rightly so, many tax collectors made their living off of the taxes. So if Rome says it wants 5,000 denarii from this particular province, then the tax collectors were usually wealthy men who would then give Rome that 5,000 denarii. And then they would in turn go to the people and charge them 10,000, thus making back their original five and then getting a 5,000 denarii profit. They were extorting the people by habit, by virtue of taking too much. Zacchaeus converts when he sees the Christ and says, who will return sevenfold what he took? Zacchaeus was a rich man. And so, the tax collectors ask, what should we do? Because they're moved by grace to seek repentance. They know the Messiah is coming, and they know that John the Baptist will teach them how to be prepared. He tells them, do not take more than what is prescribed. In other words, whatever your profession, whatever your state in life, do that which is honorable and true and good. Because it holds true even with regards to what St. John the Baptist says to the soldiers. The soldiers are not the Romans. They're the soldiers of Herod. They're the equivalent of the local police. They ask, what should we do? And John the Baptist tells them to stop extorting people. Stop falsely accusing people. Stop with the violence. So in other words, if you are going to be prepared for not only the feast of the Mass of Christ, the Feast of the Nativity, but the second coming of Christ, John the Baptist is answering, what should you do? You should do your duties according to your state in life and do them well. And you should do your duties in your profession and do them well. Do the work that is prescribed. You don't see John the Baptist saying there should be no taxes, but there should be fair taxes. And so therefore, if the tax collectors want to get to heaven, they don't have to give up tax collecting, but they have to do it honestly, appropriately, dutifully, honorably, in a way that is pleasing to God, yet necessary for the worldly function. Soldiers, keepers of the peace at the time were necessary. As keepers of the peace, because then again, Herod soldiers were not about fighting wars, they were about keeping peace. That's a necessary reality in a world that has evil and evil men in it. Do the work honorably. Do the work dutifully. Do the work in a way that is pleasing to God. And if you are young or old and not in a profession, or your vocation has changed by virtue of life and death, it still holds true. A child should see himself as a member of the family. And the family doesn't revolve around him. And he doesn't simply expect everybody to do things for him, but he's willing to contribute to family life. He's willing to show charity to his siblings. He's willing to show respect and obedience to his parents because it's pleasing to God. And the same we hold for a person who is older, a person who is seeking out a vocation, a person who is uncertain of their place in the world. Do that which is pleasing to God and fulfill the duties that you are required to fulfill in the here and now. And as St. Paul warns, and rightly so, we're not to be anxious about anything, especially now that we are at the point where we're recognizing at the third Sunday of Advent that Christ is near. The celebration of the feast is near. The grace and manifold graces that come from the feast are near. And so consider how the devil would want you to do something that is above and beyond the call of duty. There are those he calls to be more heroic than others, that is certain. But if God is not calling you to do that, the devil wants you to believe you should do it. And he does that to create discouragement and despair. To do something that is not what God wants you to do, but what you yourself want to do. And when you end up pleasing yourself, you're servicing your own pride. And God resists the proud, so graces are no longer visible or used by you. And then you're ill-prepared for the Nativity, ill-prepared for the second coming of Christ. It's not so complicated then, is it? It really is about living life in accord with the vocation you have and the profession that you're in, using the abilities, the skills that God has given you, and do it in a way that is first and foremost a way of glorifying God by virtue of your own existence, that it is God who willed you to who willed and loved you into existence by virtue of him creating your soul and gave it the unique abilities that it has that made manifest in the body. And then you recognize the whole dynamic that it is indeed about living for God, and it's not so complicated or hard to do that. In the end, it's actually easier. We make things complicated, as we considered last week with the reality of sin. What should we do? If you ask that question, the answer is clear. You should do exactly what St. John the Baptist says. Live a life of charity. Live a life where you fulfill your duties. Make your obligations and do them with joy. And do them with a desire to please God and then to be charitable towards everyone around you. It's a very simple formula. And it is never too late to begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven.